The DuQuoin State Fair is a tradition for many in Southern Illinois, and along with the rides, concerts, and food on a stick, this year's fair will feature over 1,300 athletes focused on winning.
You know, Kevin, it really, you know, I took this job 3 years ago, you know, to help change lives, to help get people involved that normally don't get involved with things.
Paul Melzer is the director of the Special Olympics Southern Illinois Area 15.
In conjunction with the 2015 DuQuoin State Fair, Special Olympics Illinois and the DuQuoin State Fair are going to be putting on our first annual DuQuoin State Fair 5K on Monday, September 7th. The race will begin at 8:30 a.m., and we will be starting and ending our race right behind the expo hall there on the fairgrounds during the fair. So the fair will be going on, and we'll be running a 5K, and we're thrilled to death that, you know, 100% of the proceeds from this event will benefit our organization right here in Southern Illinois. So all the proceeds that we raise will stay right here in Southern Illinois and benefit the over 1,300 athletes we currently have competing here.
And these 1,300 athletes are happy to show what they can do.
And I think that, you know, Special Olympics Illinois provides our athletes with a platform to showcase what they can do. You know, all they need is an opportunity to showcase what it is they can do and the platform to do it. And, you know, they have the ability to do, you know, just about anything, Kevin. You know, all they need is the opportunity. All they need is the chance to shine. And that's what Special Olympics does for these athletes. As I mentioned before, we have over 1,300 athletes competing in our local area from 10 Southern Illinois counties.
Melzer adds that this Monday's 5K is just one of several yearly athletic competitions.
And we're year-round sports training and competition. We host over 12 sporting competitions for our athletes each year. And then we host about another 5 fundraisers to fund our program.
And those fundraisers are crucial since Special Olympics does not receive tax dollars.
We're a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. We do not receive any kind of government funding. We are not a, you know, part of the United Way or anything like that. So all the money that we bring in is based solely on sponsorship and fundraising and donations. And we do a very good job of raising money here in Southern Illinois. And we're just glad that we have the support that we do from the community, because without the support of the community, we wouldn't be where we're at today.
And in an earlier interview in his office this past February, Melzer underscored his passion for the mission of Special Olympics and how much the athletes benefit. And he also pointed out the link between Special Olympics and Carbondale's Touch of Nature Environmental Center.
I think the biggest thing that our organization does is we give our constituents, our athletes, a platform to showcase what they can do as opposed to what they cannot do. We have 14 competitions year-round that we offer in this area, 179 across the state. We're set up much like the Illinois High School Association, where we start all of our events here at the local level. Gold medal winners would then feed into a district or sectional event. Gold medal winners at a district or sectional would feed into our state level competitions. And from there, if you win a gold medal at state, you're eligible to be selected for a USA Games or a World Games slot. So we are set up much like, you know, the Illinois High School Association, much like the Olympics. It's a great program to see the transformation in these kids, to see how much it means to these kids is really what keeps me going. And what a lot of people really don't know is that the Special Olympics movement, the dream, really started right here at Southern Illinois University with Dr. Freeberg and his work. Out of Touch of Nature, it was his ideas that actually got this movement started, and he was a big part of that original committee that got this movement off the ground.
In addition to the DuQuoin State Fair 5K run to benefit Special Olympics this Monday, on Sunday at the fair, you can go to the lake behind the exhibition hall and see the spectacle of over 5,000 sponsored ducks take to the lake. This Ducky Derby Dash for Special Olympics is sponsored by the Carbondale Police Department, and many local law enforcement officers participate in this event. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.